Does every organization have a hedgehog concept to discover? What if you wake up, look around with brutal honesty, and conclude, we're not the best at anything, and we never have been? Therein lies one of the most exciting aspects of the entire study. In the majority of cases, the good to great companies were not the best in the world at anything, and showed no prospects of becoming so. Infused with the Stockdale paradox, there must be something we can become the best at, and we will find it. We must also confront the brutal facts of what we cannot be the best at, and we will not delude ourselves. Every good to great company, no matter how awful at the start of the process, prevailed in its search for a hedgehog concept. As you search for your own concept, keep in mind that when the good to great companies finally grasped their hedgehog concept, it had none of the tiresome, irritating blasts of mindless bravado typical of the comparison companies. Yep, we could be the best at that, was stated as the recognition of a fact, no more startling than observing that the sky is blue or the grass is green. When you get your hedgehog concept right, it is the quiet ping of truth, like a single, clear, perfectly struck note hanging in the air in the hushed silence of a full auditorium at the end of a quiet movement of a Mozart piano concerto. There is no need to say much of anything. The quiet truth speaks for itself. I'm reminded of a personal experience in my own family that illustrates the vital difference between bravado and understanding. My wife Joanne began racing marathons and triathlons in the early 1980s. As she accumulated experience, track times, swim splits, race results, she began to feel the momentum of success. One day she entered a race with many of the best woman triathletes in the world, and despite a weak swim where she came out of the water hundreds of places behind the top swimmers and having to push a heavy, non-aerodynamic bike up a long hill, she managed to cross the finish line in the top 10. Then a few weeks later, while sitting at breakfast, Joanne looked up from her morning newspaper and calmly, quietly said, I think I could win the Ironman. The Ironman, the world championship of triathlons, involves 2.4 miles of ocean swimming and 112 miles of cycling, capped off with a 26.2-mile marathon foot race on the hot, lava-baked Kona coast of Hawaii. Of course, I'd have to quit my job, turn down my offers to graduate school, she'd been admitted to graduate business school at a number of the top schools, and commit to full-time training, but... Her words had no bravado in them. No hype, no agitation, no pleading. She didn't try to convince me. She simply observed what she had come to understand was a fact, a truth no more shocking than stating that the walls were painted white. She had the passion, she had the genetics, and if she won races, she'd have the economics. The goal to win the Ironman flowed from early understanding of her hedgehog concept. And so she decided to go for it. She quit her job. She turned down graduate schools. She sold the mills, but she did keep me on her bus. And 3 years later, on a hot October day in 1985, she crossed the finish line at the Hawaii Ironman in first place, world champion. When Joanne set out to win the Ironman, she did not know if she would become the world's best triathlete, but she understood that she could, that it was in the realm of possibility, that she was not living in a delusion. And that distinction makes all the difference. It is a distinction that those who want to go from good to great must grasp, and one that those who fail to become great so often never do.